I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, it was June 2023 when the ill-fated Ocean Gate Titan submersible unintentionally went for its final voyage. Now, you might remember that the mothership lost radio contact with the sub before confirming that it had imploded, killing all five passengers. Well, if you ever wondered what a submersible implosion sounds like underwater from 900 miles away, today is your lucky day. The Coast Guard released audio of the implosion. Now, the sound itself, nothing remarkable, but knowing what it represents makes it instantly memorable. And certain sounds have a way of sticking in your memory. On a list of sounds that people hate, loud chewing and smacking gum, they make an appearance. Case in point, a passenger on a train moves seats to escape the sound of the loud chewer next to him. They sat there for 20 minutes. Finally, they just couldn't take it anymore, so they moved. And that led to a conflict. And in the country of Sri Lanka, the entire country lost power after witnesses heard a large explosion. Now, what they heard was the power grid exploding after a fighting monkey fell into it. And yes, you did hear me correctly. A fighting monkey fell into the power grid, which caused the explosion that everyone heard and took out power to the entire country. So today we're talking about sounds. The ones you remember for good reasons, like, I don't know, maybe your baby giggling. Or the ones you remember for bad reasons, like your yelping chihuahua being snatched up by an owl. But you tell us. Today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what is the sound you will never forget?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but tell us, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4260. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Coming up at 4:30, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing weird crap in the news.
Oh, yeah.
Bring us three stories every week. It is up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. How are we looking today on Who Sucks Less?
I mean, they're not good. I mean, basically, you got two frauds and one peekaboo.
Frauds and peekaboos.
Frauds and peekaboos. That's
frauds.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Frauds.
People getting people's money, I guess?
Yeah, one guy's just trying to get out of work, but went to extremes to do it. Someone else basically getting free gifts, kind of using their kid as a puppet there, if you will.
Oh.
And then a man who made, he has a drone, and a neighbor he finds attractive. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Oh, that can't be good.
Drone guy.
Yeah, drone guy.
Okay. Who Sucks Less is coming up at 4:30. And our question today, we're going to talk about sounds, the sounds you'll never forget. And as you said, Steve, some sounds are positive, and they are great sounds. And, you know, they bring memories of joy. Other sounds,
What in the hell was that? You walk outside, try to figure out what's going on. Sometimes it's not a good situation, but you always remember certain sounds you'll hear.
Did you hear anything weird during your safari? Because like I said, I read the one woman's piece when she went on safari, walking safari, and the one thing she pointed out, she just said, you know, during the day it is what it is, but at night you can't see anything, but you hear the hunters and the prey.
Yes.
And she was describing just all the animals you hear screaming because they're getting ripped apart by something bigger.
Two hippos in the middle of the night in the pond beside my room were either fighting or
getting it on,
enjoying each other's company.
But all right.
It was loud enough to wake me up out of a dead sleep.
Did you peek outside?
Which rarely happens. You know what? You could peek outside and look. I just assume stay inside.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
But it's, you know, it was.
How close do you think they were? Because you're listening to this.
Oh, they're 100 feet, 150 feet. But either way, I didn't want to go outside because it's dark. I did not know what they were.
Right.
And then I woke up in the morning and went to breakfast. And I was like, anyone else hear that? Like, oh, yeah, it was just a couple of hippos screaming in the pond. And I was like, oh, okay, well.
Is it like deep and guttural? Or are they, I mean.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was. Sometimes it was high pitched. Sometimes it was a low tone. But it was like a growl, a roar, a scream.
All at once.
And then, you know, two of them going at it with each other. And you could hear that just the whatever was going down was going down. But, I had a hard time going back to sleep after that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
Is the sound worse than the things you see, right? Look, you show pictures. You're looking at a lion. The lion is awfully close.
Yes, because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
So when you don't know it, you can definitively.
You know what a lion looks like.
Hear an elephant. Well, yeah, I'd never heard a lion roar, but I did hear elephants. Elephants just, you know, they kind of communicate with their, with their trunk or whatever they blow out of. I'm not sure if the sound comes out of their mouth or their trunk, to be honest with you. I don't know.
Dude, that's a good question. I think it's the trunk.
I mean, I think I'm just assuming because sometimes they'll lift up their trunk, but I don't know if that sound's coming out of their mouth.
I mean, I
that's
trunk.
A dumb question for someone of my age, but I just don't really know.
I never thought about it.
Until you just said it. I'm like,
I always assume it's the trunk, but now that you bring it up,
it looks
I'm
like a giant trumpet. So I just, you know, kind of figured they're blowing their nose and communicating through that thing, which would be a funny language if you were a human to just communicate out of sounds out of your nose. Yeah. Might be a messy situation.
That's about as good as I can do it.
But either way. So, audio was released today, and I know there are local ties to this, but it comes from a NOAA device that was 900 miles away from the disaster site. Now, we've had a lot of strange stories in the news lately about underwater sounds. Almost the start of World War III at one point because
a whale farted.
A whale farted and
twice.
They thought it was a
Russian sub dropping listening devices on the English Navy.
Correct,
but it was a farting whale.
Yeah, and you realize, oh, look, whales almost can communicate all the way around the world, you know, with each other.
Yeah, sure.
And you don't realize how well sound travels underwater. But the released audio is believed to have captured the implosion of Oceanscape's Titan submersible near the wreck of the Titanic. The 20-second clip was shared last week by the U.S. Coast Guard, and it includes the acoustic signature of the implosion deep in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, there were five people on board there, and you hear an ominous whooshing noise and a muffled boom. Now, the audio was captured by the NOAA. 900 miles away from the site of the accident. If it indeed captures that implosion, the clip offers the most precise timing yet, indicating when the submersible was destroyed, 9:34 Eastern Time, about 90 minutes after submerging off the coast of Newfoundland in Canada. So it had been going down for an hour and a half.
Right.
Before this happened. So all was good. And we do have the audio on that, right, Mike?
Like I said, the audio itself isn't interesting until you realize what it is you're listening to. So, I mean, this is it, all right? And that was the explosion. 900
But considering miles away. The size of the vessel, I'm not saying it was small. It's just
It's reasonably small. Because we said, look, it's five people. And very tight quarters. You got the sphere, and then there's a little bit of body around that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, man. I mean, maybe it's the size of, I don't know, a big SUV? Maybe a little bit bigger than that. Either way, it's not big enough, in my mind, that 900 miles away you should hear that.
It sounded like it just happened. So who knows the circumstances of the passengers?
I mean, you probably wouldn't hear it outside the water, though.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They even said, like, because like Miles said, you know, whales will communicate thousands of miles with a single song because of the way water carries them. But instead, if they're on land, like, they'd be loud, but you don't hear anything from 900 miles away.
Right.
Like, if you were 900 miles away from anything and you're on land, you are not going to hear it.
Sure.
There are a ton of sounds that I will never forget.
That's why explosions are so jarring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you it's know it's rare. Reasonably like, right, close. Right.
Right. I'm 44. The only one I really remember was there was a naval, like, I guess, like, sort of base, not that far from where I lived, out in, whatever, just over in Montgomery County. But you never knew what was going on there. They had a 9-hole golf course. So, like, I would always go over there. The barbershop my dad went to was right there. We'd drive by and be like, can we play golf there? And he'd be like, no, you got to be active military. So, again, this is probably 15 miles away. And then one day our curtains blew in. There was some giant explosion.
Jesus.
They closed that base and opened the golf course.
It blew your curtains in.
It blew our curtains in. I want to say everything in that White Oak area literally had the glass blown out. But, I mean, that's how rare it is to hear an explosion like that. Yeah. And they never said what it was.
They
obviously were testing stuff underneath the ground there. But, like,
either it works very well or it didn't work at all.
Right. So, Miles, you would enjoy this. So then it was a good 9-hole course that we started playing. But there was just berms of brand new trees where the ground had just exploded out.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. I was hiking at one point in West Virginia. And I was on a trail, but the trail was almost to the point where it could be a service road.
Yeah.
So it was that wide, and obviously vehicles hadn't gone through there. And I needed to use the bathroom, so I just stepped off the side for a second, and I'm using the bathroom. When I'm walking out, I don't know if I stepped on a couple of, like, a chipmunk nest or a hole or whatever. Two of these chipmunks, they just darted out of there. So I either spooked them, scared them, whatever the deal is.
Right.
So they take off. And, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, look, chipmunk. And another one flew out, and another one flew out. And they started running up that road in front of me. And all of a sudden, I hear, and I'm like, and I turn, man, and I look. And before I can even turn around, an owl had dropped out of the tree.
Oh, it's going after
it was hightailing after those two chipmunks. And I did not see if it picked one up or not because it kind of just hit and went up, and I couldn't tell by the angle.
I'm going to guess that he did.
Of the owl, if he was successful or not.
Come here, Alvin.
But I'm telling you, it was one of the most unique sounds I've ever heard in my life as far as the weight of the bird, the sound of it dropping. I mean, it almost sounded like it could be, you know, man-made in a way.
Right.
Like a plane could make that kind of noise.
But, like, that's their whole MO, right? More or less that they are silent killers at night, just drop out of the tree.
But to hear the air displacement and just the sound that this thing made and how it just kind of, it was seriously 5 to 6 inches off the ground as it was flying. I mean, and it sounded like, I don't know, like a jet taking off or like a bomb dropping at the same time. It was a bizarre sound.
So indirectly,
it's a sound I'll never forget because I've never heard it again.
But you indirectly led to the death of a chipmunk.
Well,
you spooked them out of their otherwise good hiding spot.
Right.
They were probably hiding there because a freaking owl was up there. And they're
dog for an owl to go hunting.
It was
exactly.
You scare out the pheasant, then owl goes.
Well, the trail. This was kind of the beginning of the trail where you go out to Cooper's Rock to see the overlook. So it's a very populated trail.
Yeah.
So that's why I stepped to the side to get behind a tree just in case someone
just spooked some chipmunks and sent them to their horrible death.
Well, one I'm sure lived. I don't think he got them both. I mean,
you sure? Don't try to make yourself feel better. I'm saying that owl snatched them both up.
Yeah, you've never heard. I mean, I've never heard a sound like that in my life. It equates to what that sounded like. It was just different.
Now, Ted, you said, were we like the Owl Museum, or where the hell were you in Montana or something? You're talking about the
Montana
screaming owl.
Wild Wings.
Okay.
So it's a.
Is that like Buffalo
not to
Wild
be confused
Wings?
Buffalo.
I know. And every day I'd have a couple beers and be like, is that really the name of it? But my friend's mom, she works there, and it's a rescue center for all types of vultures.
Okay.
Right? So there's falcons. There was a bald eagle, all kinds of
stuff. Are they part of the vulture family?
Yes.
Did you know that before you went there?
No chance.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
You show up, and it's just odd. They have, like, these little stumps, and there's just falcons sitting there, just like, okay.
All right.
So you see all the falcons and everything, and then, yeah, she was like, all right, we're going to go into the owl house. And the barn owl, I can't describe the sound it made. It was just frightening and scary. And it was like a tiny little creature. But it just was frightening. And then that's when I found out that a lot of people, the theory of like the banshee,
yeah,
from like Irish lore, is because these barn owls are all white. they would hang out in cemeteries. And then if that thing came screaming at you at night, it's all white and it makes that horrible sound. You'd be like, that's a freaking ghost.
It's a ghost.
Yeah, it's a ghost. Myself. What else could
it
be?
No doubt about it, man.
And look, if you're trying to keep anything away, any kind of wildlife, you have an owl decoy. So yeah. Obviously they're pretty badass. I mean, it's not, you'd think that a bald eagle or something like that would be a little bit more terrifying. It's the owl every single time.
Did you guys dissect owl puke when you were in grade school?
What?
I did not do that.
You never did? All right, Mike's with me.
What world am I living in?
It's an owl pellet.
Yeah, you break it apart, you'd find little tiny skulls.
Little bones in there, yeah.
What? Really?
100%.
Yeah. I love that.
We got to do a frog. We did an earthworm, which is kind of like the Chinese box. You just keep opening it, and it looks the same. And then the teacher did a little pig. We couldn't get in on that.
Yeah. Like when I was in high school.
Puke, never.
Yeah, when I was in high school science class, we did a legit frog, and I think little pigs. But when I was in grade school, we'd go to like the local science center, and that was like a big deal when you pull apart the owl pellet.
Now, that was, it was either late middle school or early high school. I think it was middle school for me.
It's like seventh grade,
yeah,
somewhere in there.
Really? So the way that an owl eats is that it swallows whatever it is whole, and then it just basically grinds it up and lets it digest there, and then everything that it can't digest, whereas we shoot it out the back, they pellet it up and then vomit it up as just this little, it looks like a pine cone.
Yeah.
They're a sexy bird.
They hack it on out. So like, it's 100% true. There's jawbones and whatnot. There's little skulls and those.
Yeah, I mean,
bones.
You literally, I remember finding a little skull, a full skull of a mole.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Why do we miss this?
I know. That seems a lot cooler. I mean, the frog was cool, the pig, whatever, man. But that sounds much cooler.
Just sitting there with a toothpick, just taking it all apart.
And I will say, the owl pellet does not have that weird smell of the frog.
Oh, just formaldehyde. Straight formaldehyde.
Yeah. That's, you know what I mean? Like, smell. You could walk down the hall and be like, oh, they're dissecting frogs today.
So I remember when we dissected frogs, it was seventh grade, and we lived out in the sticks. So one of the kids there, and he was being dead serious, and the teacher was cool. He was like, he went to each desk because you had a partner, right? He's like, hey, man, do me a favor and give me all the frog guts, because he would use them for bait when he went fishing, which made complete sense. So he had like this big-ass plastic bag of frog guts. But with that in mind, I had like the empty frog shell, whatever you want to call it, when you remove the guts. So after the class, I snuck it out in a paper towel. And you know, your average water fountain has kind of that, trapezoid-shaped kind of metal piece, the mouth guard.
Yeah.
Well, where we cut the frog open, it fit over that. So when you looked at the water fountain, there's this frog with four legs out, and then I adjusted it so the water could shoot out of
my
mouth.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I'm trying to do this quietly so that no one notices. And when I turn around, I was Robin something. I can't remember her name. This redheaded girl. We've been going to school together for like 5 years. She looks at me like, move! That's exactly how she said it. She wanted to get water. Like, all right, man. So I step aside, just walk away, and she starts, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So now everyone in the hall is gathered around this water fountain. And as you'd imagine, all the boys are cheering this on. All the girls think that it's disgusting. The reason I got figured out in this case, because Robin did not dime me out, to her credit, but the principal ends up calling me down to his office during the next period. You know, they do it over the PA. Mr. Walker, Stephen Hill in the clerk, just send him down to the office, please. So I already know what's going on. And I walk in, and he's like, man, seriously, you put a frog.
A dead frog.
I said, well, we were dissecting. He goes, I know what's going on in this school. I said, how did you figure out it was me? He said, because when I was walking down the hall to see what everyone's freaking out about, you were the only kid at the locker pulling books out, being calm. The only kid who had zero interest.
You dimed yourself out.
Yeah, but kids are stupid and you don't realize that, you know? So kids, listen. If you cause the problem, just stick around in the crowd. It's harder to finger.
It's like when you go into a jail cell, right? Three guys in there. The dude's sleeping. He did it. He's not worried about a single thing.
Really?
So,
how about the sound of the door closing?
Oh, in a jail cell?
Sucks, dude.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. That is horrible.
Thanks for bringing it up. I mean, that would be the sound, I think. I remember like, oh, crap.
Every time it shuts, it's like worse.
Is it loud?
Well, I was alone in my cell.
I was just in there for a couple nights, like 3 days. So you just keep going from cell to cell, and you're like, all right, this got to be the one I'm getting out of. It wasn't. And every time it shuts, it gets worse.
There's just a certain permanence that you feel with it, you know, because you're mouthing off to the cops or whatever's going on. Like, you're pissed, you know. Whatever situation you're in that you're going to jail, you're probably not in a good mood. They put you in the cell. They gave you some instructions. And all you can think is F you. And, man, when you hear that thing shut, it's just like, all right, like, there's nothing I can do.
It gets real quick. You know you have effed up.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just a horrible, like, pit in your stomach.
Even
like,
if you haven't done anything wrong, until they figure it out and that thing's locked, it is a bad, bad, isolating feeling. Like,
right, because people in the jail, they don't know. Yeah. Right? Like, the cops bring you in. Like, they're just like, all right, like, look, I got to process you. It's not my job to tell you whether you're
care.
Guilty. Right. They don't give two S's. They're just like, look, we run the jails. But yeah, every time, you're right, Miles. Every time that thing would close, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, you have no idea what time it is. You get served another meal, and you're like, God damn it, I'm never getting out of here. And then just because it's funnier for me, I mean, imagine then you've been in there for a day and a half, and they move you into a giant cell. And I mean, literally, this is Baltimore in early 2000s. There's maybe two other white guys in there.
And I bet you they're both crazy.
Yeah, they're dropping the N-word, and nobody cares because they slang in the same hood as everybody else. But when a large black man who's an inmate from the jail comes down and starts with, brothers, oh damn it, right? And it's like, you know the white man, and I mean, he's going on for a while, and I'm just like, what if they get fired up? Just like, beat up the white guy. These were actual thoughts. It was fine. And I agreed with him. He probably was. I don't know, but I'm just like, oh my God, like, if they're going to beat up a white guy, it's me. Then I'm going to beat up the two from their neighborhood.
What is the sound that you will never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Country of Sri Lanka plunged into darkness on Sunday as a nationwide power outage caused massive losses to businesses and wiped millions from the economy. The reason behind one of the worst power outages in the island's history was a monkey. The Ceylon Electricity Board initially said the power cut was caused by an emergency at a substation south of the capital, Colombo, without providing any other details. Later, though, the energy minister said a group of monkeys had jumped into the power station during a scuffle. One of them landed on the transmission line.
a monkey came in contact with our grid transformer, causing an imbalance in the system. A security guard at the power station claimed that he heard a loud, booming explosion, then saw a ball of fire. He said it was unlikely a monkey could have caused such a crisis. He was wrong.
Was it monkey fire?
Monkeys do jump into the power station very often. This does not seem to have been caused by a monkey, but upon further examination, yes. The Energy Ministry apologized for the inconvenience and caused the South Asian nation's 23 million people to lose power.
You don't have to apologize when a monkey falls into your power grid. You know what I mean? Don't, hey, man, sir. It's like, no, look, this is not human error. This is, I don't know how you account for fighting monkeys.
You think they'd have a barbed wire fence on top or something that would be able to, I don't know how you keep a monkey out of your.
Well, security guard said they do this every night. So, right, at that point, like, hey, why don't we put up a deterrent and prevent monkeys from falling into the power grid?
Our question, what is the sound that you will never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, happy belated 20th, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
You betcha. Well, I couldn't decide between two, so I'll start with one and we'll go from there. sound I will never forget, and unfortunately I'll never be able to hear again. I was live. I saw a space shuttle launch.
Okay. My brother got to go to, I think it was their final launch of the space shuttle program, and what he told me, you're a very good distance away. And he said, man, you cannot explain, like, how loud it is and just the... Because you're, what, like a mile and a half away, a mile away or something?
Correct. I think the viewing is, like, 2 miles away. And when I see it go up, it's, like, maybe a half an inch, you know, from your eyeball perspective.
Yeah.
So it's going up. I see this little thing go up in the sky and smoke trail behind it. And I'm thinking, wow, that's cool. I got to see a space shuttle. And then it was about 10, 15 seconds later, wham, just hit with a wall of sound. The earth is shaken and there's pops and crackles. And I mean, I've been to concerts and stuff, but this was a wall of sound. It was physically like my guts were flapping around.
I couldn't hear it. Brother said as well, man. Because I'm like, oh, that's cool.
And that's strange. The most memorable thing about the launch is not watching something fly into space. It's the sound it makes.
That was absolutely. Because I was like, man, that's cool. You get to go. And John, he pretty much said what you said. He's like, the thing you walk away with is how freaking loud it is. And then you realize how far away you are from it for it to still be that loud.
Dude, I forgot. I saw it too. Because I was in Disney World. It was in 2011. And yeah, we were sitting at the pool one day as they specifically, they were like, if you stand here at this time, you'll see it launch.
Did you get to hear it at all or just see it go up?
I don't remember hearing it, but we were not close.
Right.
But it was kind of sad and cool. Like he's saying, it's like, holy cow, I get to see a space shuttle take off. And it's like, that's the last one of the program.
Oh, you saw the same one.
It's super unexpected because I never hear that on television. You know, you guys are radio guys. I don't know if you turn the gain down or whatever, but it never comes through like that on television.
No, you just always get the in the background. That's it.
Plus, you never see that. You just see the thing in the air. When they show the highlight, you don't get to. Yeah, you're right. You don't hear that sound. But I'll say
you're
this.
Right. My brain was rattling. My guts were rattling. I'm trying to yell at someone next to me, like, how cool is this? But we're both yelling at each other. Our lips are moving, but there is nothing coming out. There's no sound that can surpass.
So how did you get that opportunity anyway? My brother, I mean, he worked for NASA, so that was basically just a freebie they gave him. But what about you?
Oh, wow. Well, I went to a CES show, so I'm not sure how long ago this was. It was the last time they had the CES show in Florida. And they drove me from Washington, flew me from Washington to there. And for whatever reason, it was cheaper to have me there a couple extra days because of hotels and plane tickets or whatever. So I had a couple days that I can just roam around. And there's tourist packets and stuff. And they said, hey, you want to see a space shuttle launch? I'm like, yeah, I do.
That's cool.
So I gotta assume you're kind of looking at what would be like a state or national park area where nothing is inhabited based on the noise, the sound. I mean, there can't be anything close to that thing, right?
There's still a lot of birds. You're like in swampland, basically. There's egrets. It's a protective bird place, actually.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
If they don't mind that little bit of rumble from the space shuttle.
John, it was a different sound, but it sounded like something from outer space. So 9/11 happens, right?
Yeah.
And it's obviously it's a crazy day, but for whatever reason, that time of the year in that area, it was a beautiful sunny day.
It was.
It was warm. So, you know, after all of the mayhem and everything else, finally end up getting back and to my place. And at that point in time, I was running on a daily basis. So I'm like, you know what? It's a nice day. I got to clear my head. This has been one hell of a day at work. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to just go take a run. Not a great idea because of how fast people were driving, even through neighborhoods on their way home.
Oh, absolutely.
It was probably a bad idea, but I did it anyway. So they had closed all of the airspace within the Washington, D.C. area and the whole East Coast, basically. They shut down all air travel. And all of the planes they were running between New York, Washington, and Baltimore and Philly were all flying at incredibly low altitude.
Yep.
So nobody was on the radar. But I look up, man, and there's a stealth bomber. First of all, it looks like something Batman pilots.
It absolutely does.
And a stealth fighter is pretty large.
It is shockingly massive.
A stealth bomber?
Yeah.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
That you look at this thing and it doesn't look like it's moving that fast. And you're like, how is this thing not falling out of the sky? But the noise in the shadow, because it flew right over top of my head, the noise it made was something out of like a sci-fi movie. I can't. It's stealth. Yes, it's quiet. You can still hear it when it's flying that low to the ground. And I mean, it was
stealth on radar.
Well, right. Yeah. Whatever the deal was. I'm just like, man, that's when I kind of went, oh, no. Things are not real. I mean, we knew things were bad, but I was like, oh, this is going to get worse.
That kind of reinforces.
More bad's coming. And that did not happen, fortunately. But at that time, man, I was just like, that's when just reality, I think, like anything else, the adrenaline that morning was to the point of, oh, no. But when that thing flew over top, I was like, what is going on? Are we still being attacked?
Right.
In other words, is this just the beginning of who knows what?
Real bad time, yeah.
Yeah, but that plane, man, that was I can't
Dude,
even
jets
describe
are
it.
Shocking. Like, I was going to a Husky game this year. I know the F-35s are going to fly over.
Yeah.
Right? But you're tailgating, you kind of forget. And then as we're walking in, we didn't make game time, and you just forgot. And by the time they go over, it is so loud.
Yeah.
I mean, I just couldn't help it. I was like, God damn. Right? And like, the guy in front of me had his kids and family with him. He turned around and he's like, yeah. I was like, John, what's up? He's like, dude. I was like, God, how did we forget? He goes, I don't know. That scared the yes out of me.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're moving fast, man.
What is a sound that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola. Hola.
So, I agree with you guys, the whole jail doors. I used to be a prison guard. That one is definitely, when you hear the doors shut, it's definitely a different feeling.
Now, wait a minute. You were on the other side of the door.
You're on the other side of the door.
Yeah, but when you hear it shut, especially when you're like in an offender unit that has some special people in it, it's scary. But I called in, I was working in an auto recycling yard, and we were getting a front-end loader to move cars around and rip cars open so we could pull the copper wire out. And my buddy was driving the front-end loader, and the hydraulic line blew on it. And I had earplugs in, and of course it's loud, but like I was like, what is that noise? And he jumped out of the machine, and it was like, he looked, you know, what happened? It's like, look at the windshield. And it was just hydraulic fluid all up the windshield of the machine. It was bad.
So you're saying that the fluid came flying out of the machine itself?
Yeah, so like there's hydraulic lines that there's like a hydraulic pump that moves the forks up and down on it so you can like pick things up.
Yeah.
And the main line to the hydraulic blew. So there was just like hydraulic fluid spraying everywhere.
And it made that much noise.
Yeah, well, because we were ripping cars with it. You were using the forks to pull the cars apart so we could get the copper wire out because it's a recycling yard. And, like, something sounded completely different because, like, the hydraulic didn't have any pressurized fluids in it anymore. It just dropped.
Oh, right, right, so okay.
Yeah, so not only was the fluid spraying everywhere, the forks just fell on the ground, and it was definitely a loud noise, and it shook the area you're working in because of what we were doing.
How heavy do you think those forks are? If you were to separate them from the forklift itself, how much weight are they?
They're heavy. I couldn't even, I don't know. I would don't even know how much they weigh, but they're heavy.
Okay, hey, yeah.
Especially on that vehicle, because they're bigger forks than a normal forklift. It's like one solid piece. It's not two separate forks that you can move around.
Ah, okay.
It's like one solid. Yeah, so it was heavy. So, like, when it dropped, it was, not only was it loud, but it was like, you could feel it. And that's when I turned around, and I was like, what was that? And he had already jumped out of the machine. He was like, well, we're done for the day.
Yeah. That makes it easy at that point.
I went to bed one night. It was, I just gone to sleep, 1:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. I just moved into this house. I heard an explosion, and I'm like, oh, my God. I got two kids in the house. I jump up. I'm like, I run down into the basement. I looked at the furnace. The furnace was acting. It was fine. Right. I went to the hot water heater to see, did something blow up in there? I ran around the perimeter of the house to see if someone had taken a car into a tree or what. I mean, I could not, for the life of me, figure out what had blown up in my house.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any smoke. There's nothing. It's dead quiet. My kids did not wake up, amazingly. My wife at the time did not wake up. This boom was so loud. It felt like it shook the entire neighborhood. And so I go back to bed, and I'm just, in the morning, I'm like, man, I give it one more once through, trying to figure out what the hell it was. And I'd been there for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks inside the house. And the couple that I bought it from, they were the original owners of the home.
All right.
And the woman at one point in time was found walking around the neighborhood in her nightgown. She was
like confused. Dementia, stuff like that.
So they put her in a home. The husband stayed for a little while after that. Eventually, he moved on to a living facility as well. So the family sells the house to me. So I'm the second owner of this house. What I did not know was they were in their 90s. All right. Their driving privileges were taken away 15, 10 years ago before this. So I had been using the garage door to open and load stuff into my house.
Yeah.
But they never opened their garage door. All right. And it was an original garage door unit from 1970. The spring on that thing snapped. So I was not in the garage.
Right.
It took a day later. I walk in there and the spring is hanging in two pieces from the ceiling. And that's what blew. It just blew on its own in the middle of the night. Like, boom. It hadn't been used in so long. I guess it either rusted out or whatever.
Probably.
Whatever the deal was. Man, it sounded like dynamite going off. I was like, wow. Guess I got to get that replaced. Man,
those garage door springs, they're no joke.
I mean, it sounded like my furnace blew up. What is a sound you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Dude, I was at a girl's house one night, and her place was like an older house. Maybe a little bit. They had split into like four apartments.
Yeah.
Right? So it wasn't. Either way, underneath was a little laundry area. And then one night we're sitting there and we just hear this scratching. And it's through the floor. Right? I'm like lifting up the couch and stuff. And like, I'll be dead honest with you. At first, you're kind of like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Now at this point, it's just me and her. I'm scared too. Right? But I moved the couch and then it's just, from what I could determine, it just had to be a raccoon or something that was in the laundry room that I guess just felt the warmth. It was trying to scratch through like a hole in the carpet.
That's kind of weird, man. I think I've only had one place where you hear scratching in the walls. And just like you said, try to ignore it. It's like, I'm sure it'll go away. I don't know why anyone says that, but it doesn't. You know, and then you keep listening. Long story short, it ends up being mice or rats. That was the Baltimore way, but it's still weird when they're in the wall because it's one thing if it's in the wall between me and another apartment. I'm like, but this is in the wall between the kitchen and the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, it is definitively
in my place,
man. It's just in the wall. Then you hear the scratches in different places or the ceiling. We, ninth grade in high school, man. This is Baltimore City. It was final period. It was English class. And we heard scratching in the ceiling tiles, right? And it was kind of gentle. And everyone's kind of laughing. They're joking. Like, hey, we got rats. But, well, we did. Because the ceiling tile broke, man. And like three big-ass rats drop into the classroom. And you can picture just a bunch of brothers sitting in a room.
Yeah.
Where rats.
Falling out of a ceiling.
It's instant mayhem, man. I mean, like, class over. It didn't matter. The teacher's not going to get anyone's attention again. It's just... this classroom went crazy. I thought it was hilarious, but other people are really...
That's like when I had the bat in my homeroom.
Right, same thing.
It was just chaos.
Class over. There's
the teacher's hiding in the back. Girl, there's a bat.
The teacher hit.
She was scared beyond scared. Again, it's just like the voice of like Lucifer. Get down, there's a bat. And then, right, I get into my classroom where it's like, tiny duck.
And then, tiny duck.
And then when you get in there, somebody, as I open the door, somebody else opened the door. The bat flew out, and now the bat is loose again in the hallway. People are loud.
I will say, that if you live on the East Coast, you get the every 17-year cicadas.
Yeah.
And these things are super loud. And even though they are perfectly harmless, they are big, they're jet black, they have red eyes. So people just don't like them by appearance. Man, you get on the bus in Baltimore City and a single cicada gets on the bus. It's,
yeah.
Picture like being on a 747 and the pilot just announced, like, brace for impact or the wings on fire. Like, we're going to, like, what you would expect people to act like. That was the bus. And it's one cicada, man. But everyone just, they're throwing punches. Women are losing their wigs. I mean, seriously. It's, you're like, dude.
Women are losing their wigs.
That's no joke. But these things are so loud, right? So, and they just cover trees. And the place I lived, we had the maintenance crew, like the lawn care crew come in. And these guys, I'm guessing they're like Mexican or Guatemalan. They've been here for maybe 6 months. They don't know what these are, all right? But their whole job is to trim trees and do the lawn. And I cannot explain, if you have not seen cicadas when they come out in full, if there's a tree, that tree is jet black from bottom to top.
Everything's
covered. They take,
and you literally have to put on your wiper sometimes on 95 because you're hitting so many bucks.
Also, yeah, I mean, you have one on the back of your shirt, not even know to walk into your house and bring them in with you.
Oh, yeah, because they have like little hooks.
You have a backpack,
and all this kind
whatever.
Of thing. It's a thing for like 3 weeks. But these guys, they have no idea what these things are. I remember these guys, they pull up in the truck, and just two little dudes get out, and they're both, like, they're shrinking down as much as they can, and they're just staring at the tree. And keep in mind, the tree is also screaming at you. So these guys, they're looking at me, and I'm trying to explain. I'm like, they're just cicadas. And they're like, cicadas. I'm like, dude, they're harmless. Like, I don't know, man. I was like, no, listen. They're freaking harmless. Like, they're the dumbest bug ever. They're not going to do anything. They were not okay. Like, they tried to take the leaf blower to blow them off. Like, it's not going to work, man. It's these poor dudes. I thought they were going to soil themselves.
What is the sound that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.